Radio.
We'll put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking God's Purpose Ministry. It is January the 15th, 2017. It's a little after 4 o'clock, and I just come to you just to share a little something that was put on my heart to share with you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how today, Father God, to thank you, Father God, that you are Almighty God, that you are the mighty God, that you are God that's in full control, Father God, as we look unto you, the finish and author of all things, Father God, as we hold on to your unchanging hand. Thank you, Father God, that you sit high and you look low, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you are the God of the whole universe. Thank you, Father God, that you have the king's heart in your hand, Father God, and whatever you say is to be, it shall be. Whatever is said in hell, in heaven, it is settled. And I thank you, Father God, and I pray, God, for each and every person that would hear this message today, that it would bless them, Lord, encourage them to keep on walking the journey and to keep on knowing that you are in full control, Father God. I thank you right now, Father God. Now, Father God, I ask that you would take your servant, Lord, and do what you will with me, Father God. Have thy own way, Father God. Thank you, God, that where I go, that you go, Father God, that your word may be glorified, that you be glorified. Thank you for right now, Father God. Thank you for the blessing on your word, Father, that your word will not come back void, Father God. Thank you for heaven and earth. Thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you for all the families, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you are King of kings and Lord of lords, that you are in full control, that you set up kings and you take them down. And I thank you and I praise you for right now. Thank you, Father God, that you are the living God, the living and true God of all things and all people. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, today I'm just going to talk a little bit from my heart. I have a scripture. It's going to tell you what's in my heart today. And I pray that it will help someone as it helps me. And the message was, don't let go of God. And I came out of Romans 8:36-37. And it says in 36, as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. 37, nay, in all those things we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. And you know that loves us, that's Jesus Christ. So as I say to you all that's going through things, and I know it's a lot of things going on right now, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Do not give up. Don't let go. Know that God is in control. Know that God has you in the hollow of his hand, and nothing's going to happen to you unless God permits it to happen. And if he permits it to happen, it's for your good, and when God gets ready, he will stop it. The devil can't do anything. He can't do anything without God's permission. So we have to just hold on, and we have to trust and believe that God is. We have to say nay to all those things that come against us. We have to know that we are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. We have to know that we cannot let go of God's unchanging hand. We can never give up. We can never, ever give up. We have to keep our mind stayed on the Lord Jesus Christ. As well as we pray, we need to watch you all. We need to have hope, and we need to start getting ourselves in motion to start doing what we are supposed to be doing and doing our assignments. We need to be asking God, what is it that you would have for me to do at this appointed time? As I heard the pastor preach today, he preached about red eye, and he preached about the red eye. It says that we need to take our eyes off of us, and we need to focus it on the other people. We need to let our spirit feel for other people that's going through what we're not going through. Like whatever's happening in Chicago and with all these killings and all of this going on, we should be upset about it. We should be crying and worried and concerned for those people. And we have to let our concerns go farther than it's not happening to my family. But we have to be concerned for our brothers and sisters. We have to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. If one of our kids get hurt, it should affect all of us. We're going to have to come out the churches, you all. We need to get out here on the pavement. God, we need to get out here and let the people know that there is help from the kingdom of God. We need to let them know that God is still in control. We have to let them know that they can hold on to the true and living God. We have to let them know that as they look unto the hills from which cometh all their help, that Jesus Christ is there and there's no failure in him. And we need to cry out for our people. We need to cry out for the families that's in need right now. We need to cry out for the ones that's hungry, for the ones that's losing their kids, for all the violence in Chicago, Los Angeles, Detroit, wherever there is violence, wherever the people are getting hurt, we need to cry out. We need to cry out here in Chicago. It's enough of us pastors, ministers, evangelists, a prophet. There's enough of us here to take the city. We need to clamp together and hold on to God's unchanging hand and hold on to each other. And let us be about the assignment that God has given us. And if you get a chance to just go into Nehemiah and read about this Nehemiah, because the word was put so beautifully today, the concern that he had for the people. You know, so go there and read about it. Go there and let us be concerned about others. Let us put our hearts out there. Let us love on somebody. Let us have the feeling that, you know what, maybe that person is not stronger than you, but you are strong. So step out on your faith for you and them until they can come. Because you know what, we have to learn how to reach out. We got to reach out to this world. We're more stronger because we have Jesus Christ with us. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we just have to hold on to his unchanging hand. Don't let go of God. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what's going on. Don't let go of God. God is more than enough. God is our shepherd, and we shall not want. If we call on him, we will get an answer. When the time comes and we need God, we can call on him. He's going to always be on time. There's no slowness in God. God is more than enough. We just have to trust that, and we have to call on it, and we have to call on, we have to know that we will get an answer. We have to know that he is in full control of everything. We have to put our trust in him and not doubt in our hearts. We have to have the now faith, like it talks about in Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Your now faith got to work for you now. We have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We got to hold on to the word of God, because it tells us in 1 John 1, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So nothing has changed. God hears prayers right now. God will come to see about us just when we need him the most. We have to cry out to him. We have to cry out for our neighbors. We have to cry out for our families. We got to let Satan know that he's in a war. We got to let him know that he is not winning. He is out of control, because he was already defeated at Calvary. He was already defeated. Jesus Christ defeated him. We just got to walk in it. We just got to keep our mind stayed on him. And as we keep our mind stayed on the Lord Jesus Christ, as it says in Mark 10:27, it says, and Jesus looked unto them. With men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. If we cry on Jesus, and cry to Jesus and ask him, he will make a difference. We can call on him, and we can get an answer. We have to trust in him and doubt not in our hearts. And as we call on him, we know that he will come and see about us. And as it also tells us in Matthew 37:40, it says, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with thy soul and with thy mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. We got the love on God. And then the second commandment is that to love our neighbors as ourselves. And once we begin to love our neighbors as ourselves, all this killing and raping and carjacking and cussing and just violating each other, it will go away when we hang everything on those commandments, when we learn how to trust in what the word of God is telling us. God has given us his instructions in the word of God. We have to trust in it. We have to do what the word of God is telling us to. We have to get out of self and get into the Christ and ask God to make a difference in us. And it also tells us in 2 Corinthians and 2 Chronicles, if my people, which was called by my name, if we're his people, we are called by his name. And if we call by his name, we got to come out of the things that we're doing in this world that we should not be doing. We have to walk in obedience. And here it is, 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. That's what God said. This is the word of God. The word of God will not come back void. He's telling us what we need to do. We have a Savior, y'all. We just got to do it. We got to do it, and we got to trust in it, and we got to not let go of God. We got to put the things of God first. We got to do what God has said. We got to be obedient to what God said in his word. And then when it says in Matthew 6 and 33, it says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you. What you're praying for and what you need to be added unto you, if you put God first, get in the mode, pray to God, ask God to make a difference in your life, and then be still until his will is clear. God will not leave you. God will not forsake you. God will keep us in the hollow of his hand. And as we go forward and we continue to trust in him and we cry out to him, he will hear us. And it doesn't matter what you think that's going to come up against you, because it says here in 91 and 7, it says 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. It will not come nigh thee. It's a trust in God, to know that God is God. We have to know who we're serving. We have to know that he's in control. It doesn't matter who the president is. We have King Jesus. King Jesus rides. King Jesus sit high. King Jesus control every life. Oh, my God, please don't let go of God. Please hold on to God's unchanging hand. Please know that God loves you. Please give God all that you got while you can. Serve him with your whole heart and mind. Ask him to guide you to where he wants you to go. And be glad about it. And ask for the understanding and the wisdom of his ways. And ask him to lead you in the way in which you should go. And ask God, what is it that I need to be doing at this time? And watch God show you and make a difference. And then stop leaning to your own understanding. But in all thy ways, start acknowledging God. Lean unto God and not unto you. Lean not unto man, but lean unto God. Trust God and watch God make a difference in your life. God is God. God is God. He is in control. He will never, ever, ever leave us nor forsake us. So take this word. If you need it, whatever you're thinking that is not of Christ or not lining up with the word of God, let it go. And don't let go of God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, because just as it say, as it is written for thy sake that we are killed all the days, we are accounted as sheep before the slaughter. But it says in 37, nay, in all those things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So we're more than enough. It's more than enough of us to get on board and to walk in obedience to what Christ is telling us to do. And please the blood still works. The blood of Jesus still works. Cover. He said everywhere that he saw the blood, he will pass over. Let's start pleading the blood. Let's start putting the blood, and watch God start passing over. It's up to us to go forward and walk in obedience to what God has given us. And I thank you, and I pray that something was said in this message that will help you along your way. And as you begin to walk this journey, don't get weary. As it says in Isaiah 40 and 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as the eagle, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You won't faint. God got you. If you continue to trust him and hold on to his unchanging hand, it's nothing too hard for God. There's no failure in God. Trust him and doubt not, and hold on to his unchanging hand, and watch him make a difference in your life and in my life. This is the message for today. Don't let go of God. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what they're saying. Forget what the news people are saying. What did God say? Who report will you believe? Trust God and guide and be led by the Spirit of the living God and ask him to make a difference in your life and to God be the glory. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for allowing me to come forward to bring this word of encouragement today, Father God. I pray, God, that something was said that it would help someone along the way, Father God, that the blessings of your word would be added, no sorrow to it, Father God. I thank you for right now, Father God. I thank you for heaven and earth, Father God. I thank you that I'm so grateful, Father God, that you died. I'm so grateful for Jesus. I'm grateful for the blood. Thank you for right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray unto you right now, God. Thank you for keeping us, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you may be glorified for all that we do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. And as I always say, if you're out of fellowship, go to Romans 10 and 9 and get back in fellowship with the Lord Jesus and ask God to make a difference in your life and ask him to put you where you need to be. And wherever he assigns you, be obedient to where you're assigned to and do what the shepherd of that will be appointed to you at this appointed time and walk in obedience to Jesus Christ and get in the Bible and get to know what the word of God is saying so you will know when to say amen and nay, when you will know what to say yay or nay in the word. And if you need to speak with me, you can always call me at 708-715-4545. Or you can email me at walkinginGod'sPurpose@gmail.com. I am available to you, for I am the servant of Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. God bless you and God keep you. And I'll talk to you soon in Jesus' name. God bless.